All right, just now finished an interview with Ross Cristofoli. He's an agency owner, and he's doing this wild, crazy thing most agencies would never, ever consider doing, but it's brought him in over 50 clients in the last year. You got to check this out. In addition to that, make sure you subscribe. I'm sure there's a button down there. Subscribe, ring the bell so you don't miss out on any of the notifications so that next time I get some of these other cool ideas and stuff, you're the first people to know. Subscribe.
Hey, everybody. You guys are super, super excited and have the privilege of having Ross Cristofoli here on the show. Ross, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, man. I feel like it's my privilege to be on your show.
you've been crushing it. Again, people may not understand your story or know your story. Again, we were just kind of talking offline. The idea is the fact you ended up selling all your other businesses due to an injury where you started basically from scratch in January 1st of 2017. And in that year, ended up adding 50 clients to your agency in addition to teaching 400 people how to add clients to their agency. I mean, dude, that's just crazy, crazy stuff. I can't wait to kind of dive into this as far as how to build an agency, because your agency is different than most people's agencies. I mean, your agency, you're in the heavy machinery. Is that Mitch? It's weird niche, is that right?
Yeah, and it's weird because I just fell into that niche. And so it's something that I can kind of explain here, but it's been a crazy year. Like so many, and I haven't had the downsides of digital marketing where a lot of people fall into it, but I think that a lot of it came from owning businesses in the past. It really helped me to be able to kind of come in with structure and a business plan model as far as what I was going to do to make it happen. And so I knew that my agency wasn't going to just build itself. But I can kind of backtrack if you want and kind of tell you how I fell into it and then some of the things that I've done to grow it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so when I was 17, I opened a guitar shop. I wanted so bad to be an entrepreneur. I worked for a small business downtown, absolutely loved guitar. And I realized, though, about 2 years in, how bad I hated teaching the same Ed Sheeran song over and over again. Like, it was just horrible. And so I ended up getting into this weird niche of fixing cracked phones and flipping them on eBay and stuff like that. So I did that for, you know, about a year. And in that time, got married, opened up a cell phone repair store. And the cell phone repair shop went really good. I was actually crushing it. And about 2 years in, I got a little cocky and I opened up a second store and it just tanked. Absolutely sent me. It was kind of like Russell was just talking about the pride cycle.
Yeah.
I was at the top of the pride cycle and it sunk me into so much debt. After 3 months, I had to close that store. I had to fire everyone at my profitable store and get it back up and running just by myself. I mean, there were times because we were in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, my wife and I were literally boiling water for hot water for our baths because we couldn't afford the propane heater to come fill it up for $500 or whatever. And so I dug myself out of that hole, like that's just entrepreneurship. You know, I dug myself out of this hole and I relocated my profitable store to a better location that was less expensive. And I was like, I'm tired. And so right around that same time, I started having these issues where I was like falling and I couldn't walk well. And I was having all these mobility issues. So I started going into the doctors and they diagnosed me with syringomyelia, which is a spinal cord disease. It's a cavity fluid filled cyst that runs. Mine's really long, the length of my thoracic spine. And so they said basically that, hey, this isn't something we can fix. It comes from my brain being herniated. They won't operate on it for other reasons. And so I was like, I can't stand, you know, in these jobs all day. And I was starting to learn this idea that, you know, when you exchange your time for money, you always lose. And even when you're an entrepreneur, and this is why I think, like, you see so many people being profitable in this digital marketing business, the funnel business, that they are not going into the mindset of you have 3 years and then if you make it past that hump, you're good. You know, they're going into it like from day one, we need to be profitable. And so I was like, okay, what can I do? And I came across your guys' ads. I ended up taking a course on funnels and Facebook ads. And it kind of really clicked well with me because I had done my own marketing bit for my businesses in the past, but I had only done organic marketing. So when I learned this stuff, it like lit a fire under my butt.
That's so cool.
And I sold my businesses to an employee for like nothing. I just wanted out. I was like, I just wanted out. And so like after everything was said and done, I didn't have much money. I had like $3,000 in my name. I spent like $1,000 of it, or I should say $997 on a course. And you know, I got in, and what was funny is I started landing clients right away using my own techniques. I'm a big fan of cold calling, which I know a lot of people hate. I did a lot of free trials, which a lot of people hate. I did pretty much the opposite of what everybody else wants to do. And I just started seeing clients right away. And I remember it was the first time last year in February that I understood passive income, because I had done all this work to do sales in January. And now here comes February. I doubled what I did in January. And then when the money stacked on top from January, I was like, why didn't no one teach me this before? Like, why in the world have I taken – my wife regularly says to me, like, why couldn't you have done this? Like, instead of ever opening a guitar shop or a cell phone shop, you would have been so much further ahead. It's like, expertsecrets.com secrets didn't exist back then. No, but – in reality, that's kind of how it's felt for us over this year. And I'm trying to not hit the top of a pride cycle in this business now. I'm trying not to get there and stay humble. But, like, I have not seen the downside yet to this business other than taxes suck. But that other than that, you know, it's been a pretty amazing ride. So what I'd like to do is explain some of the things that I've done to help some of your audience members who are running an agency understand, like, okay, that's great, that's inspiring, but where's the actionable stuff of how to actually get this?
You
stuff
know, going? I love action.
Let's dive right into this.
So it started out for me by on a napkin. I drew out my value ladder, and I drew out what was what I called my 10K model, and it was pretty much, I call it push starting your agency, because in the beginning you're really doing a lot of harder work. You know, you're manually cold calling and, you know, reaching out to people. But after about 6 to 9 months, what you notice is that engine's turned over and you find this gas pedal to your business. And you, I don't have to cold call, because now your network's so big, you got so many referrals coming in that all you have to do is keep up with that, and your agency just keeps going. It's, as you guys know, it's harder to go from, you know, zero clients to 10 or 20, or in an agency for your business, it's different, but it's harder to do that than it is to go from 20 to 50, because sure, all you have to do is get 1 to 2 referrals from every client, and all of a sudden your business is doubled in size. And so what I did was I thought, okay, I like the software model of offering a trial, because you get people hooked on something, and you get them like engraved in it, like all my files and all my stuff is in my account. And then to pull that away, like you can really, you want it now. It's like someone trying to take your cell phone away after having it for 7 days, like it's all built into it. So what I did was I did 7 day short trials, 7 days or less. And I offered these to people, and I did it in a unique way where instead of just calling them up and pitching them on a trial, because I was in programs, I called them saying, listen, I'm a student, I'm learning all this marketing, and I really would like to just get a testimonial. That's all I really want. Would you guys be willing to let me do some marketing for 7 days for free if I can just get a testimonial from you? And I was going after doctors initially, because everyone was going after chiropractors, and I thought that's what we do. And so I was going after these doctors, and they were like, yeah, that's great, we'll do it. And so once I got in there, and I just really rocked results from them, like, how much is it going to be to keep doing this? And when I started hearing that, I knew right away, like, this is a model. So that's what I did, is I would only give them 7 days, like just enough to give them a taste and want more, and then I'd cut it off. But there's so many people who are against trials because they do them and they don't land the client. But the main reasons why they're not landing them after trials is A, they didn't find people who can afford advertising. So they went after people who had no advertising budget. Like, I don't give people trials unless they are already paying for marketing. Like, there's a book called The Challenger Sale. It's an amazing book. And they talk about the 5 different tiers of salespeople since 2008 and which ones have been the most profitable. And people who will challenge your status quo of your business are proven by numbers to have much higher sales and be the wolf of sales in their industry. And so to me, a trial is like challenging your current way of doing things. You know, it's like saying, hey, you're paying for this. Let me give you this for 7 days and I'm going to show you that this is better. You know, so it was my way of doing that. Well, after a while of doing that, you get referrals and it becomes what I call like gold digging, which works perfect for your prospecting there because you dig for free. But then once you got that client, you don't offer trials to their referrals. You just keep using the case study from your referral to sell the next guy.
Oh, that's smart.
I
love that.
Yeah. And so I only have to – people like get confused. Like, why is Ross – he's the trial guy. No, I get trials just to find my gold.
That's super cool.
And then I chase that gold with these referrals. And so you think about it. When you're digging for gold, the first few scoops are free. So get over it. It's part of our business, you know. And I always find it hypocritical when an agency owner will go into a business and they try to get them to offer like a really good deal or a free initial visit or a really low cost initial visit and to get traffic. And then when they say, well, what's your, you know, can you give me a deal? No, I don't do that. I don't believe in the value ladder. Like it's just so hypocritical to me to try to get someone else to offer an initial traffic driving, but then to say, no, I'm not going to.
So
that's what I've done to scale the agency and it's worked really, really well. And then I went into, you know, then you get your strategy call after you have to do a strategy call. I see so many people trying to go straight from the trial to setting it up on Facebook, setting up their ads. But I liken it to this. If you do a, like in a webinar, when you're doing a webinar, that webinar is your strategy call. If you pull out the webinar and go straight to the sales page or you go straight to something else, it's going to convert much. It's not going to preframe them to buy.
Right.
And so really that strategy call is a way that even though you came in saying you just wanted a testimonial, you can really set them up for at the end of this, the end of this trial, I'm going to pitch you. So you say, hey, you know, so I'm going to be ending my schooling, my training here after this testimonial. So if this goes really well, is this something you'd be interested in continuing? And so now they've already got in your mind, like you're going to pitch. It makes it way less awkward when you do pitch them, when they know that you were going to pitch them. And so Once we do that, then we get our strategy call, we go into our trial. And then this is one of the most crucial things. You get your testimonial before you pitch them. I cannot stand so many people, they pitch them and then they ask for the testimonial and they're so lame because then if they said no, their testimonials suck. You know, they're like, well, you know, yeah, it was pretty good, to where in your testimony, you can actually sell them on the service by being like, hey, can you see how this can help other businesses? And as they're answering these questions, they're really talking themselves into the service. And then when you pitch them on the service, they're like, yeah, okay, this makes sense. You know, I'll do it. So that's what we've done. And right now what I found is if I do 25 phone calls, I get about 3 to 4 strategy calls and about 1 to 2 trials started. And I'll typically land a client out of that. So
it's one more time, just so people hear that again.
Yeah, at about 25 cold calls, I'll get 3 to 4 strategy calls, 1 to 2 trials, and I'll land 1 or 2 clients based off that.
That's fantastic.
And it's not just me. Every single day I have the students emailing me pictures and screenshots of PayPal and Stripe. Oh my God, I can't believe I wish I would have done this. The downside is that I don't sell my course on pain points. So like a lot of people know cold calling and all this stuff is a pain point. No one wants to do it. And so they sell against that. But then when people struggle, I'm like the last resort and they're all broke. By the time they get to me, everyone's broke. So I don't sell a lot of courses, I guess, but but the people who do end up taking the bite, they end up seeing the results. Like I said, I've only had about in total, I've helped over 400 people. I've only sold just over 200 of my actual course, and I have a program called Scripts That Work. It's my $47 front end offer or whatever. And I've had about 200 people purchase that, which has been cool. But it's fun because I get all these text messages of people seeing the same results that I'm having. And you said a comment in one of your live videos and it rung home, but you said, what got you where you are won't get you where you want to go. Do you remember that?
Oh yes. No, I'm a huge believer in that philosophy.
Yeah. And it's funny because you said that at a time where I think I had around 25, 30 clients. And I was starting to get to a point where I related to it because I thought, I can't keep going with the same strategy now that I'm here because I'll grow too slow. And so I needed to start selling to the masses because my agency is my baby. Like, I love my program. I love the course. I love the students. But some people, they do an agency just to sell a course and have the credibility. I love my agency because I love my agency. And so
it's really cool. I think that says a lot about you. It says a lot about, again, when you're out there talking to people, when people understand that I'm not in the business of just selling other people to do this. I actually do it myself. I mean, we're in the exact same business. We build funnels. Build our own funnels. And Russell's literally building a monster funnel. In fact, we're calling it the mother of funnels right now. And that's, again, what we do.
I would love to be a fly on your wall, by the way. Just going around that office, it would be like geeking out. But yeah, so I guess it's just been fun. It's this, you know, it's kind of like the practitioner thing. And what I think it ends up happening is you end up influencing people in a way. I do the document rather than create theory for my content. And I think you end up influencing people in an interesting way, because what I've found is there's some influencers where you really connected with them at one point in your career, but you outgrow them because if they're not a practitioner, what can happen is they don't have new content, new problems that they're helping solve, and you end up just outgrowing their style. And you feel like you've gotten everything that you can from them. But when you're a practitioner and you're constantly trying to improve things and you're documenting it, like I went live yesterday on the spot and I showed people how I'm doing these cool, I pre-did like a strategy call visit, like a little 10-minute one. And I have a sweater in the corner that is kind of like this one. And what I do is I use that same video, but then I'll go to a client and I'll form like a 2-minute intro in that sweater. And I'll be like, hey, thanks so much. I was going to send you more information that you asked for. Let me show you what it is that I help clients do. And then I butt that video up to my other video where I'm wearing the same sweater. And it looks like I've like made this 15, 20-minute video for that client, but I literally only made like a 2-minute detailed portion for them. So when you're trying these new techniques, you can share value to people constantly because you're constantly trying to be better.
I love it. Again, I've had this conversation with Russell so many times. The only way you can continue to stay up in the front of the pack is you got to be relevant. And the only way you can be relevant is you have to be a doer. You got to be out there just doing the business. If you're not doing it, oh my gosh, people catch on real fast. You can only fake it so far. So.
Yeah. And do you think that, how do you think this, a question that I love that people, how you can really tell if someone's doing it or not? What's the best way in your opinion? Because you guys see probably more crap than anyone that has ever seen crap. You know, like you probably see the declined payment from someone on Stripe and then all of a sudden they're the ones shouting off that they just made them, you know. So what would you say from an actual standpoint is a way that someone can really know if someone's doing it?
Yeah, for me, the results, they always just speak for themselves. I mean, we've got over 250 people now have qualified for our 2 Comma Club. Award. We've got, we got our 15th person now qualifies for our soon to be 8-figure award. And it's just people out there actually just, it's like you, Ross. I mean, you're out there doing it and people know. And it's, you can cut through the crap real fast. You just have to ask a couple of questions and you find out real quick if they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that I found are quiet in the communities, even in your ClickFunnels community, but they're so smart. Like a lot of diamonds in the rough, and I'll see a name here and there, like a comment, and then I'll get into a conversation with someone, and you don't realize how many people are just absolutely killing it, but they don't need to be up in the forefront of everyone saying it. And I find those people fascinating because there's so much you can learn from those people.
You know, it's one of the things I love most about Funnel Hacking Live is you literally could be sitting next to someone who has done 7, 8, 10, 20 million dollars, and you wouldn't know any different. I mean, everyone's all the same. Everyone's there trying to learn from the best, trying to improve their game. And I think that's the fun part about the culture that we've built here is there. We really, again, I loved, as you made mention, you know, Russell's podcast the other day on the whole pride cycle, because it's so true. And I think after you've gone through that cycle a couple times in your own life, you understand once you get there to the top, you don't want to, you don't want the Lord forcing you back down. I'll try to learn as much as I can without that.
Yeah, I think that it's he who thinks he's standing, be where he doesn't fall.
That's right.
And I think that it's when you get to that point that it is, it gets it's scary, actually. And I did a live video that was inspired by that yesterday, where I was talking about how I don't want people say, like, you know, I'm at the top of my game, I want to be at the top. I don't want to be at the top of my game, because when I'm at the top of my game, it means that I'm on my way down. There's only one way from there. It's a depressing thing to be at the top. It means you're not going to get any better. You think of Tiger Woods. Yeah, when he was at the top of his game, or, you know, when you think about that phrase, it is, it's a little depressing. But from an agency standpoint, I think that if people can just stay super, super focused on what they're actually there, because there's so many ways to make money. Yes, you can get into crypto. You know, you can do all these different affiliate and MLMs and stuff. Like, those are all great. There's ways to make money. Like, all of them are probably, or not all, but most of them can be very legit in their own way. But when you have all of them pulling at your attention, it makes you do none of them well.
Yeah.
So agency owners get into it, and then they think that courses are the way that they're going to make all their money. And that's great. You can make so much money in info products, but I right now make way more in my agency than I do selling an info product. And it's just what you're focused on.
Yeah. Again, you got to find your unique ability. You got to go with it. And again, I think, Ross, you've done an amazing job. You know, some of the things you mentioned on the podcast, which I just love. And as a fact, you got to work for free. There's nothing better than work for free. And I love your idea as far as work for free once, and then use that as a case study for everyone else. You've done an awesome, awesome job on that. Again, I appreciate it a ton. As we kind of get, you know, close to wrapping things up here, anything else you want to make sure our listeners hear about or know about?
No, I'm not sure if anybody's interested in, you know, just interacting and learning any of that stuff. I don't have anything right now that I'm selling people. I open and close the course periodically. Right now, it's currently closed because I'm about to be in front of like 70 new dealers who are onboarding, and I'm kind of preparing back end here at the office to scale. I'm hiring on people. Cool. So I just didn't have a lot of time to work one-on-one with students, but I go live in my group every single day. It's client acquisition for entrepreneurs, and I help people, you know, with their businesses. If that's not allowed, you can chop it out. You can just go beep while I'm talking. It doesn't matter. You know, I love helping people out. So find me. You can reach out to me through my page, whatever. I'm sure I have stuff I can give away for you guys.
Love it. Well, Ross, thank you so much. I appreciate taking the time today. And again, if you're an agency, consider the idea as far as a free trial. You'll be surprised. It actually works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Pretty cool stuff, huh? So make sure you go ahead, subscribe. Somewhere down there is a little button, subscribe. And then ring the bell. Get the notifications so you don't miss out on any of the upcoming episodes. I'll talk to you real soon.